time for our Q&A program with Mufti Afzal Hussain Ilyas. Assalamu alaikum, Mufti Saab.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And how are you doing this evening, Mufti Saab?
Alhamdulillah.
Jazakullah, Mufti Saab, for joining us. Listeners, any questions that you have, the number to dial is 011-854-1548. And the SMS number is 082-491-7025. We have quite a few questions that we have remaining from last week. Let's start off with the questions. The first question is that, Assalamu alaikum, can one have two watans, that is two places of stay?
This is speaking about watan al-asli. Now, short answer is, yes, it is permissible for a person to have two watan asalis. Now, what is watan asali? Is your place of permanent residence. Not necessarily your place of birth, because a person can be born and have the permanent residentship there. So that would be place of birth plus permanent residentship. However, a person may be born in one place and then move away to another locality, another city, town, country, and there he'll take up permanent residentship. So the place of permanent residentship, the person, whether he is renting the house or leasing the house or he owns the house, then that will become his permanent residentship, watan asli. Now the question arises, can this person also have another permanent residence? Yes, he can in the light of Sharia. For example, a person has got a house in Johannesburg. Also, he has got another house in Cape Town, another one in Durban. Now these are his houses, meaning that when he enters that home, in Cape Town or Durban, then he is free to do what he wants, when he wants, how he wants. He's got total control over that particular place. Now, when he comes there, that will also be classified as a watan asli also. So, technically speaking, when he comes from Durban to Johannesburg to his house or Cape Town, then he will no longer be a musafir and he will have to complete the salat, make it full. Yes, in transit between Durban, Cape Town, Johannesburg, in transit he will be a musafir.
Jazakum Allah khair. The next question, what is the view of the Mufti with regards to the boycott of the Sunday Times, as the Jamiat of Transvaal and KwaZulu-Natal differ on this issue?
We have the humble opinion that inshallah this difference of opinion has come about because of some misunderstanding and some lack of communication and no proper relaying of mashwara decisions and resolutions. However, we should boycott that particular newspaper until a written undertaking is given that they will not publish those horrific cartoons.
Jazakumullah. Is it fine to just read your faraz and witr in Isha? Also, exactly how must the witr in Isha be read for females?
If a person, out of necessity, meaning lack of time, or a person is on journey, the person is on the road, and the person fears for life, property, then the person makes Isha and witr quickly, gets back onto the road, travels. Or if a person has to make the faraz and witr and immediately board a transport, aircraft, train, ship, then that person, we would say, has done okay. But if a person has got enough time on hand, then that person should perform the sunnah as well. To leave out the sunnah without any valid reason tantamount to sinning and disrespect of the sunnah, and eventually shaitan has got a method of attacking a person. It is written that in Mazahir al-Haq that a person iman is surrounded by the arkan of deen, the faraiz of deen, the wajibat of deen, the sunnat al-muakida of deen, the sunnat al-ghair muakida, that is mustahabat of deen, and the nawafil of deen. And shaitan cunningly, in order to destroy eventually the iman, destroys the nawafil first, the mustahabat, the preferred desired actions, then the sunnat al-muakida, then the wajib, then the obligatory faraiz, then the arakan, the pillars of Islam, and eventually attacks the iman itself. So a person should not, without any valid, concrete, sharia reason, just discard the sunnah, whether it be the sunnah of salah or sunnah of hajj or any ibadat when there is some sunnah attached to it. A person should make every effort to perform the sunnah, especially those attached to the salat.
Jazakumullah. We have a caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Ji, brother.
Yes, I have a question here for Mufti Saab. In the sense that, you know, last week he mentioned about the treatment of the Maulanas. And he spoke about them not being treated well and not being paid decent salaries and things like that. And from my personal experience, I know of some of them who are at the mercy of the trustees of the mosque. And what I wanted to know was, from an Islamic perspective, can the Maulanas create like a union? And what are Mufti Saab's thoughts in regard to the formation of a union for Maulanas?
Okay, Jazakumullah, brother. Jazakumullah. Ji, Mufti Saab. Okay, before we go on to that, I think we have another caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Maulana, I just wanted to find out, like, if there's a competition on the radio, right? They don't tell you, like, if you have won already, you're not supposed to phone in or something. And here you win. So what do you do then?
A competition on radio and they don't tell you whether...
Yeah, like, if you won in 3 months or something, you're not supposed to win again.
Oh, okay.
What happened there, Maulana?
There's a competition on radio and they only give you maybe one chance to win a prize. If you win another if you answer a question correctly for a second time, then you're disqualified because you won the first time a prize. So she wants to know what's the ruling on that.
Okay,
Jazakallah. We'll answer your question. Muftisab, the first one about the imam.
Before I answer that question on the Maulanas and the ulama ikram, the sister also asked about how to perform the Isha and Witr in Hari. Obviously, you perform the Isha, then perform the Witr. That will suffice for the evening, but I have put all those conditions. It has to be done when you are running short of time and there is shari valid excuse for missing the sunnah. I am happy that the brother spoke about the treatment of ulama and maulanas, and I am also pleased to hear listen that alhamdulillah the listenership is listening to our comments which we have made at the end of last week's session, and it's not going unwasted or unheard. Definitely that the ulama ikram should have some form of union, some form of gathering, some form of institute and organization, and they should be organized and coordinated, because rather unfortunate that that the ulama ikram are paid the least and taxed the maximum as far as working. The alim, he performs fajr salat, then he generally teaches. After that, he has some breakfast, and then he goes back to teach, and then he has to attend to the needs of the society and locality. After that, he teaches in the madrasa, and after that, he's got a private hibs madrasa going. Then he has to run behind the daily chores, etc., worry about the burial of his locality, all those things upon his head. But in the end, he's given such a meager salary that he has to have a part-time job either in the day or in between his teaching hours. And how sad that he has to go around selling chickens and selling eggs and selling fruit and selling plastic packets to earn a living so that he can have some sort of comfort. This is absolutely atrocious and sad for us that we do not care for our ulama ikram, our spiritual mentors and leaders. Only we pick and choose for our choice and eyes those who we want to and uplift them and give them a very good time. But ulama should not be differentiated as far as our moral, financial, social aid and support is concerned. Definitely in your masjid, in your locality, that you should group up 10, 12 of you and take the concerns, the daily mundane concerns of the alim at heart and proceed forward so that you can at least get him a home and get him a shelter and get him a proper vehicle. Also, cause of concern is that if an alim serves a locality and he passes away and his wife spends iddat in the home of the trustees of that institute, once her iddat is finished, where does she go to? Who cares for her? And it is very convenient and easy to say that the alim must have tawakkul in Allah and have faith in Allah. Definitely that is there. But only the maulanas and the muftis, they must have tawakkul in Allah. The rest must not have this.
Jazakumullah. Then the question about the competition on the radio, Mufsa.
It sounds that it is not a fair rule placed by the station if they do not allow one person to win, provided that these are questions based upon merit and talent to be won. If it is that you have to just choose from A, B, C, etc., then it could be reasonable saying that you cannot guess the answers twice right. But if it is based upon knowledge and potentiality of a good education, then I feel they should open it up and allow one person to win as many times as possible.
Jazakumullah. Is it compulsory on a lady to cover her face when going out?
On our website, alislam.co.za, and you can, whilst on our website, audio stream Radio Islam simultaneously, concurrently, there is a leaflet stating and proving that the woman should cover their face when they leave the home. The leaflet is entitled, "Is it compulsory for women to cover their face?" There in the statement of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, who is recorded, that the female during the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they left the homes, they covered themselves to such an extent that they had only one hole to peep through. Secondly, they were not clad properly for attraction. Thirdly, that when they walked, they scraped the walls and walked. Fourthly, that they did not walk in front of men but tagged along. Now, parda has changed as the external one, that women come out of their homes, and in some countries and some areas, unfortunately, the hijab has become a source of beautification and attraction instead of becoming a deterrent and protecting the woman. it exposes them to some extent. Once the hijab and the parda shows the shape and the size and the contours of the body of the female, it defeats the aim. However, to the answer of the question, yes, it is necessary for the female to cover the face when they leave their homes. There is a nice kitab on hijab by Dr. Maimon available in the bookshops. People can source that and read all the very nice proofs from the Quran and Hadith relating to hijab.
Jazakum Allah. Let's take our next caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam. Mufti Saab, can you hear me?
Ji, your question.
I've got a question. I wanted to know, are SMS competitions jayiz?
SMS competition.
Yes.
How that works?
How does it work?
They obviously you phone in, you send an SMS to a person, and they and from there they actually, I think it's at the end of the day, from what I know, SMS competitions are not jayiz because you're paying to win the prize, because by sending the SMS you are actually paying.
Okay, inshallah.
So, I want to know that, because I want Mufti Saab to first answer that question. I've got another part to it.
Okay. Mufti Saab?
Currently, she's informing me it's not permissible.
No. I do want to know if it's jayiz, because what I heard is that it's not jayiz.
Okay, you heard correctly, because if you have to pay in order to enter a competition via the SMS system, then definitely it is not permissible.
Yeah. Okay, the question, why I pose the question is because Radio Islam advertises for iChota optometrist. So that's why I want to know. If it's not jayiz, then how can Radio Islam advertise for them?
See, I do not know what is the advert, and I do not know what are the parameters of that advert, and I do not know the details of that advert.
Okay.
Until I do not know that. However, if they are doing so, perhaps it has slipped in their system and they will have to review it. Our suggestion is that you write a letter and fax it to the directors of Radio Islam, telling them that the ulama have stated that this system is not permissible and you should review your advert.
Shukran.
Jazakumullah, sister. Do you have another corner? Okay, Jazakumullah for that. The next question, Mufti Saab, below the knees, is it sitr for a male? And for a female in the house, can she keep that area open?
The sitr, obviously, for the men is from the navel until the knees, meaning the knees will have to be covered. And the female will have to cover right up to the ankles. Now, I'm happy this question has come about because there is a fashion I noticed. And this fashion is creeping in many masajids. And this happens especially Saturday Zohar time, Sunday Zohar time, and especially when it is slightly hot. We notice it, that brothers are walking into the masjid wearing bermudas, wearing these trousers that are covering from navel to just below the knees. Now this, although the salat is valid when performed in such garb, but definitely with certainty I am saying that this is completely unethical. This is completely showing gross disrespect to Salat itself. In fact, if I had my own way, I should not allow these people to come into the masajids with such clothing. Those people who come with such clothing, they should only think about one matter, that will you wear such clothing and go to the courtroom of your local kafir court also, in front of a kafir judge? You won't dare to wear such clothing, scant clothing, to go to the kafir court facing a kafir judge. Yeah, you're coming to the king of kings and the court of courts. You're presenting yourself for audience before Allah Ta'ala, and you are coming to discuss and plead to Allah Jalla Majdahu, and you come dressed like that, this is grossly disrespectful to Salat itself. Many unfortunately think that by going to Masjid and performing Salat, we are doing Allah Ta'ala a favor. We should realize clearly Allah does not require us, and we require Allah Jalla Majdahu all the time.
Jazakumullah. Let's take our next caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I want to ask Mufti Sahab, I didn't understand the answer to that SMS question, and is it jais or najais? If I answer a question via a radio, I'm also paying for it.
You mean on the call? On the telephone?
Yeah, if I phone into Radio Islam and answer calls or answer questions, I'm also paying for a phone call. SMS is cheaper.
Mufti Sahab?
The SMS question, we are doubtful about that because there are some other issues concerning that SMS. What the brother is saying, I think the brother sounds very far away from Namibia, looks like. if my memory, voice memory serves right, that what he is raising is quite a valid point, that yes, when you phone in and you answer a question via the local telephone call, definitely you are paying for it. But that SMS system has got some other issues in it. That's why Imam must have stated that it is not permissible. So we'll have to go into it properly. The lady that phoned in has listened to some other program wherein it was discussed in detail, perhaps the Tijarat program, where the Molana was briefed in to an extent about the SMS ramifications, and then he ruled that it is not permissible in that case. However, if it is straightforward SMS, and then you will win a prize if you are correct, then that will be permissible. But if all the SMSs are put in, and then there is someone chosen by chance, then that will become not permissible. And I think the SMS system is working along that you slot in your answer, and then it goes into a draw, and then they, via a chance system, draw from all the correct answers, the correct answer, an entry, and give the prize to that entry which has been drawn by chance. And that drawing by chance via the SMS system makes it Shari illegal. Via telephone, that the payment you are paying, and if you got the question right, you got the award. But the SMS eventually goes into a pool system of correct entries, and then there is a draw by chance for the one who has answered correctly, and then the prize is given. That's why it becomes illegal.
Jazakumullah. Let's take our next caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Ji, brother, your question?
Mufti Sahab, no, I just want to verify something. The issue about the SMS, I just want to know, we're not paying for the entry of the competition, but merely for the SMS itself, for the call.
Is it the standard right,
brother?
I explained why the SMS system just now, why the SMS system, I think that the ulama have ruled not permissible because it becomes a chance at the end of the day.
Okay.
Jazakumullah. Mujtab, is there any difference between a standard rate and a premium rate when you send an SMS?
See, the rate is not the bone of contention on the ruling. The bone of contention is that, see, when there is a competition and some center says that if you answer it correctly, you will get the award. So the person phones in, he's paying for that, and gets it correctly, gets the award. But the SMSs go into a pool, as I now understand, that it goes into a pool whereby then they choose from that by chance. That makes it illegal.
Jazakumullah. I think we have quite a few questions on that. Let's take our next caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Ji, brother, your question?
Ji, Mulana, I wanted to know, got a non-Muslim neighbor, and she's having a function, and she's inviting us for lunch. Now, she's having a prayer in the morning, and I wanted to know, can we go and like eat at as a lunch?
Okay. Jazakumullah.
My second question is, that while eating, can you like listen to radio and do other things?
While eating?
Yes.
Okay. Jazakumullah, brother. Okay, before we go to the answer, let's take, we have some callers.
Yeah, please write the questions, bro.
Okay, okay. Assalamu alaikum, let's take our next caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
I just wanted to clarify something about the SMS question that was raised to Mufti Sahab. Is it not, from my understanding, as I may understand it, Mufti Sahab can correct this. The reason behind, one of the reasons why what makes the SMS najais is because that company who holds the competition via the SMS, the profits of the SMS is going to that company. Whereas, so that's how you're paying for it. Whereas Radio Islam is using the SMS facility, but the SMS cost, the profits is not going to Radio Islam. They're just using the facility of the SMS. So doesn't that differentiate the ruling why it becomes permissible and non-permissible? I'll wait for Mufti Sahab to answer. Jazakallah.
Walaikum salam. G. Mufti Sahab, before we go to our next caller, let's try to sort that one out.
No, take the callers.
Okay. Okay, let's take the next caller. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam, Emmanuel. Hey.
G.
Okay. I just want to verify or just to add to what the brother just answered my question already. Because all these SMSs to these various radio stations, all it's a premium, it's loaded basically. The caller, what you call to Radio Islam, a normal telephone call, it will just be a normal call of telephone call. Whereas the SMS is always is a premium attached to that before you can win your prizes.
Okay.
I just want to clarify.
Okay. Jazakum.
Premium he's talking about. What is the premium?
It's a higher price.
It's a higher price?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's about 5 rand a call or 7 rand a call or whatever it is.
And then who gets the benefit from that?
The person who's running the competition or the company who's running the competition.
So it's an indirect, any way or transaction?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Assalamualaikum.
Walaikum salam. Okay. Jim, moved up. Okay, I will. You can answer these questions.
So the SMS question, again, the ruling is coming more clear because of the cutting nature of the SMS system of premium taxation and not a normal taxation. So the first caller that called from Namibia stated that, no, it is a call, like a telephone call, and then the SMS perhaps may be cheaper. Now we have discovered it is not even cheaper, it is on premium rating. And this to me is a very sinister, cunning method of making a lot of money in a short time and making it un-Islamically. That stops the SMS story. The questions, Molana?
Okay. The next question was about the non-Muslim neighbor invites them for lunch, but they will be having a prayer also at that lunch. Is it permissible for the Muslim neighbor to attend?
Once there is a prayer attached, and the non-Muslim is having a prayer that is attached to the food, then you should not, definitely you should not attend that function. Yeah.
Attached to the food, meaning Mufti?
See, they are going to pray over the food, on the food, and this is going to be painted.
Okay, Jazakumullah. And if they don't pray over the food, they just have an opening prayer, what in that case?
Right. That means the prayer is not attached to the food.
Hmm.
That opening prayer, for example, that you went to a non-Muslim, provided, obviously, that the food is absolutely halal. See, it is permissible to eat at a non-Muslim's home, provided that the entire food is halal. Now, if the opening, the person says that we thank the Almighty for blessing us with food. No problem. So that's a prayer of neutrality. And so we go along with that. But if there is the food and the prayer is attached directly to the food and it's an offering to any god, goddesses, or if it's an offering to any celestial bodies and cosmic bodies, etc., then that is food now tainted with shirk. You cannot partake of that.
Jazakumullah. Let's okay, before we answer that question, let's take a caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Hello.
Jeep, sister, your question.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
I want to know, you have a competition in Ramzan from honeybees, and for the whole month everybody phone, and you have a draw. How do that work?
To have a draw.
They also have a draw. It's not same time winning.
Okay.
I will hear over the way.
Okay. Jazakumullah. Wa alaikum salam.
As far as these drawing of correct answers, etc., are concerned, then I am not very happy about that system of awarding prices.
Jazakumullah. Let's take our next caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. I'd like to ask Mufti, speaking about AdSet, what about when the radio station advertises a certain company and they use the Quranic verses like Yasin playing, and then they advertise the advertisement? Isn't that disrespect towards the Quran?
It is definitely disrespectful to the towards the Quran. That if they utilizing Quranic ayat and then selling their, or if they utilizing Quranic ayat playing in the background while the advert is going on. Definitely, this should not be encouraged. In fact, it should be stopped forthwith and immediately.
Jazakumullah. Okay, and the other question the brother asked was about while eating. Can we listen to radio?
It is permissible to do so.
Jazakumullah. Then we have an SMS here. Assalamu alaikum. Mufti Saab, my mother-in-law gave me jewelry as a gift when I got married. After 19 years, she took it back from me. Is this permissible?
When she has given it as a gift to you, then it is your possession. We just make dua, you have been paying zakat on that. And to take back a gift in Islam, Sharia says, a hadith meaning is, the person who gives a gift and takes it back, it is like a dog that licks back its vomit. So if the person has forcefully taken that gift back, first of all, that is robbery, daylight robbery, usurping of someone else's property, it is an haram action, and the haram is doubled because it pertains to a gift. That is why that hadith is so severe, like a dog licking back its vomit.
Jazakumullah. The next question, Assalamu alaikum. Is there any proof that Mahr Fatimi is Sunnah? And why is it not better to give that Mahr which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave his wives?
We are very clear on this issue, and we have appealed to the Ulama Ikram, and we have also translated the article written by Hazrat Maulana Sheikhul Hadith, Maulana Fazlur Rahman Sahib of Darul Uloom Azadville, where we have explained that we should be calling this Mere Azwaje Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and not Mere Fatimi. And the people should understand that the Mere which Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave to his wives, which we are calling Mere Azwaj Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, monetary wise, that means as far as money is concerned, equals the Mere Fatimi. But unfortunately, after presenting the proofs, the decision has not come that we should be following correctly as stated, that we should be adhering to the Sunnat of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam first, and changing this Mehr concept from Mehr Fatimi to Mehr Azwaj Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Those who want to see the article, it is on my website, alislam.co.za.
Jazakumullah. Let's take our next caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
I'd just like to ask Musab, what is the masala pertaining to selling wigs?
Wigs.
Yeah, you know, hair pieces.
Yeah. Okay, Jazakumullah.
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
As long as it is artificial, synthetic in nature, it is permissible to sell them.
Jazakumullah. The next question, kids are given party packs on birthdays at school. Can we allow our kids to accept them and the cake?
First of all, that school should be advised not to give our children these birthday party packs, because our children must not be given that education which encourages them to celebrate birthdays. Celebration of birthdays is the ways of the enemies of Islam, and we should not encourage our children to celebrate birthdays. That is encouraging towards a batil and futile activity. Sooner or later, that child will become conscious of the fact that we have to now celebrate birthdays, and that idea will creep into the house. And that is the purpose of this batil educational system, to create un-Islamic concepts and ideologies by slow methods of indoctrination via certain gifts like this, that the child must be driven unconsciously, involuntarily, towards the batil way of life of the enemies of Islam. This is slow indoctrinating procedures which they have come about, so that it corrupts our family life, driving us towards emulation of the enemies of Islam.
Jazakumullah. The next question, the time of Isha. From when can a woman read her Isha? As soon as the time sets in, or must she wait for Adhan?
As soon as the time sets in. And nowadays, wherever you are, there is a perpetual Salat timetables available. And this actually has been the work of one Professor Abdul Latif of Islamabad, and it has been accepted by the Ulama Ikram that his research about Salat timings. So when the Salat time sets in, immediately the females at home, not necessary for them to wait for the Isha Azan and then perform their Salat. In fact, every Salat, as soon as the time sets in, whether it be Zohr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, Fajr, as soon as the time sets in, then you can perform, the ladies can perform that particular Salat, and they do not have to wait for the Azan of the near Masjid, or to be the Azan to be heard via the transmitting services, or the Azan to be heard via the radios, etc.
Jazakumullah. And the question also was that with regards to males, is the same, does the same ruling apply to males?
According to some ulama ikram, that Salat with Jamaat is wajib, compulsory. Most of the ulama ikram are saying Salat with Jamaat is sunnat and muakidah. So the male should make every possible effort to make Salat with Jamaat. Now, making Salat with Jamaat for the males is sunnat and muakidah, emphasized sunnah. Some say wajib. Now, if a person can do so in the masjid, that is Noor ala Noor, that is very good. However, that in the firm, in the premises, in the factory, in the shop, there should be some demarcated area where the males can make Salat with the Jamaat. So the males should make Salat with Jamaat, and they also, as soon as the Salat time sets in, they can perform the Salat with Jamaat. The difference between their Salat and the female Salat with Jamaat is not necessary.
Jazakumullah. Then the same person asked a question about Tahajjud. From when can one read Tahajjud?
Tahajjud starts, literally speaking, after your Isha Salat. And the precondition is not that you have to sleep and get up. Yes, the better time of Tahajjud is closer to Sehri time. That is the best time for Tahajjud Salat. That is why that system of two sunnah, two nafil, three witr, two nafil has been stated, that by performing that, a person, inshallah, should get reward of tahajjud salat. However, the best cause is that as the night proceeds, the further the night goes towards sehri, the better time of tahajjud sets in. So closer to sehri, that is the best time for tahajjud salat.
Jazakumullah. Let's take our next caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Jee, sister, your question?
Okay, I'd like to find out, if a woman is separated from her husband for 27 years and she hasn't got talaq or anything, what happens then?
The reason for separation?
Did they have abuse?
Yeah.
Adultery? Lots of other things go with it.
Okay, Jazakallah, sister. We'll move to Zabul, inshallah, try to answer your question. Jean, let's take our next caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
I just want to know, what is Masjid's view on keeping a bird as a pet?
Sorry?
I just want to know, what is Masjid's view on keeping a bird as a pet?
A bird as a pet?
Yeah, because are you not oppressing it by keeping it in a cage and clipping its wings? I just want to know what Masjid's view is.
Okay. Jazakumullah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. And let's take our next caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Hello.
Hello. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Gee, brother, your question?
Hello. I want to find out in a supermarket, they have a competition that you must buy for 100 rand, and then you get a competition form, and then you fill in the competition, and then you win a car for 100 rand. You'll win a car. Is that permissible?
Is it a condition to buy for 100 rand?
Yeah, it's condition. You have to buy for 100 rand.
Okay. Jazakumullah.
100 rand or more.
Okay. Jazakumullah, brother.
Assalam.
Wa alaikum salam. Jim, if you have that first question. Okay. Let's take our next caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Alhamdulillah.
Shukr. I just like to know, there are video clip on cell phones where you get a person recite Allahu Akbar and then sort of like dancing and these things are the masla and play persons who are selling these things. And the thing I'd like to know is, a person say performed a Faraz Namaz with Jamaat in a masjid, right? And he decided he's going to come home and perform his Sunnat and Witr. But he decided to lay down, you know, he set off to sleep. And he got up, and there wasn't sufficient time for him now when he woke up in order for him to recite that Sunnat and Witr. What's the ruling there?
Okay.
Qur'an here over here.
Jazakumullah. Chief Muftizam, let's go to the first question.
Hello.
And that is, okay, I'm told that we have another caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Jee, sister, your question?
Okay, I'd just like to know something. You know, we have all these products approved by Sanha, and some are approved by MJC. Tell me, if we eat something approved by MJC, are we getting punished for this, or how does it work?
Okay, Jazakumullah. Jee, Muftizam, let's go to the first question, and that is, the woman is separated for 27 years. Does talaq automatically fall?
Separation, no matter how long, it does not tantamount to talaq. It does not tantamount to automation of talaq. So the female should go to a body like the Jamiat and apply for fisq, for dissolution of the marriage. And what she has been stating, she has got a case for dissolution. So she should approach the Jamiat and apply for divorce. However, that length of time does not tantamount automatically to a divorce.
Jazakumullah. Then the next question, is it permissible to keep a bird as a pet?
If that bird, you will have to find out from the sellers of that bird, those who know about that particular type of bird, if that bird is accustomed to be caged and you are not cramping the natural style of that bird, there are certain birds that they allow themselves to be caged and they do not feel harmed or injured, or their style is not cramped. Then it will be permissible to keep such a bird in a cage. However, that if you ill-treat that bird or the fishes in the tank, then await the punishment of Allah, and you will witness the punishment in your lifetime. Because to harm the birds and animals, this is a grave sin, bringing the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quickly.
Jazakumullah. Before we go to our questions, let's take our last caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Jee, brother.
I've got a question. Maulana was speaking about the times coming in for a woman or when to read her namaz, is right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is the situation with a man? Like, say your man is working alone in an office and he's the only Muslim brother there, and he wants to perform his salah, they may have given him a particular place there to perform. Does he have to wait for azan, or can he just perform his salah as soon as time comes in?
Okay. Jazakumullah.
All right. Alaikum.
Alaikum salam. Jee Mufti Sahab. Before we answer that question, let's answer the previous caller's questions, and that one about the supermarket. Do they have a competition?
That one is not permissible.
That's not permissible.
Yes.
Then the question on the video clip, it comes with Allahu Akbar and also dancing with it. Your comments on that?
Can you explain to me what you said there? I could not understand.
It's a video clip on a cell phone.
Right.
It's a sound. It's the sound of takbir.
Yeah.
But with that, there's also, I think, perhaps a picture of someone dancing to the tune.
Oh, that is absolutely un-Islamic. And that thing should be stopped immediately. And that is completely not permissible. That to start now dancing when the azan being heard, when the azan is called, as per the hadith, the shaitan runs away from that. And now they were to introduce this video dancing clip with the cell tone of or cell ringtone of azan. That should be immediately discarded.
Jazakumullah. The sunnats and witr of Isha, a person intends to read it but he falls asleep before he reads it. What's his position?
Then when he gets up, what happens?
The time of, it's I think Fajr time.
See, if he unintentionally missed his sunnat and witr, then inshallah before he performs the sunnat of Fajr, he will make the qaza of witr. Before he performs the sunnat of Fajr, he will make the qaza of witr, not the qaza of sunnah, which he missed.
Jazakumullah. Then we had a question on products approved by Sanha and MJC. If one consumes a product approved by MJC, will one be punished?
Any Muslim authorization body which is fearing Allah, have got ulama ikram in their board, on their board, and who have got checks and balances in places, and who are prepared to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their rulings on the day of judgment, you can follow them as a common man, as a layman. It is not your individual responsibility to investigate each and every product. If you take the opinion of somebody which is legitimate and claiming to be Sharia compliant and claiming to be fulfilling the necessary precautions of halal and haram, then on the day of judgment you have to refer that matter to Allah Jalla Majdahu as an individual, stating that I placed my reliance on those people. So those people will be the sinners if they have erred voluntarily.
Jazakumullah. And the last question is about the salah for men. If a person is working in his office and he is alone, he can't read salah with jama'ah.
That person, he should first of all be a very regular in his salah, and he looks, alhamdulillah, conscious and perturbed. So he, as soon as the salah time comes in, and if they allow him to perform the salah in the room, in the demarcated area, in his offices, then he does not have to wait for the azan or the azan of the masjid or the azan over the radio. As soon as the time sets in, he may perform his salat, and he should do it regularly and make dua that Allah grants him some other Muslim companion there so that they can make salat with jamaat.
Jazakum Allah. And the last question before we ask you for your comments, Muftisab, is about chatting on a cell phone while on work. Is it permissible?
This will not be permissible if permission from the owner of the time that he's paying you for. Because you are working for someone and you are getting paid by time, and that time now belongs to the owner who's paying you. So you're supposed to be doing what he has told you. And by now chatting on the net or chatting on the phone, you are misappropriating the time. And this you are going to be accountable for. Similarly, likewise, if there is a alim or a molana that whilst he's supposed to be teaching the children is receiving cell phone calls and usurping the time which he's supposed to be teaching, now he's talking on the cell phone or chatting, etc., that also is illegal and haram. So that person is responsible to pay back all the time that he usurped illegally from the payer of the time.
Jazakum Allah. Your closing comments, Muftisa?
Last week we spoke about the Ulama Ikram, and alhamdulillah we had a question concerning that also. This week I would like to float another idea concerning the Ulama. Generally, we feel that an alim is there to do everything for the locality, meaning that make the imamat, teach in the madrasa, and if someone dies, run after the burial, make the arrangement for the kafan dafan, and if there is a social problem, he must attend to that also, and if there is a prison, some Muslims in the prison, he must run after that also, and if there need be for any other activities, that person must be doing that also, social work. If there is a divorce proceeding, he must go and advise them. It is time our Muslim community realize that there is departments, and for every thing in our locality, we should be having specialized people. An alim for imamat and teaching, an alim to worry about social activities in our locality and paid adequately for doing that. An alim to worry about the burial section, and alim to worry about the prisons and the hospitals. So we should first sit down and see our responsibilities to the community, then put them into slots and departments, and then bring an alim to only do that activity and pay him adequately, and so that he's on a 24-hour call for that particular responsibility and duty that you set him out to go and do. Now one alim must run around, spin like a top, be grossly underpaid, and then do some private business. Unfortunately, I went into one locality, one city, there are 91 ulama in that area. Out of that 91, only 20 are active. Why? Due to being underpaid, all have disappeared into supermarkets, running the businesses of their fathers and doing everything other than what they have been educated to do. Why? Because the community did not appreciate them, they went away. We should now wake up and start appreciating the Warisul Anbiya, the heirs of the Anbiya alayhi salam, and treat them adequately, pay them sufficiently, respect them honorably, so that we can get services out of them. Jazakallah.
Jazakumullah, Mufti Sahib, and Jazakallah once again for your time. Inshallah, Allah will accept it. Ameen.
Inshallah.
Jazakumullah.